VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine officials say air defenses shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv in Russia's latest nighttime assault on the capital, as attacks across Ukraine by Kremlin's forces killed three civilians. Associated Press correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Serhiy Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, says in addition to the deaths, five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris. Drone wreckage had struck a two-story apartment building in a western Kyiv district, while other debris had struck a car parked nearby, setting it on fire. The attacks occurred as Moscow enforced tight security on the eve of traditional Red Square commemorations, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Envoys from both sides of Sudan's warring factions are in Saudi Arabia to arrange for the opening of humanitarian corridors in Sudan. The parties have insisted they are only sitting across the table from one another to bring some relief to the humanitarian situation in the North African country and not to negotiate a meaningful truce. The UN's top aid official, Martin Griffiths, was in Saudi Arabia Sunday for ceasefire talks between the two sides as concern grows for the humanitarian situation and the start of a fourth week of gun battles and airstrikes in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Sudanese evacuee Ahmed Taha Ahmed was able to get to Port Sudan, board a plane for Qatar, and flee the country. He said life in the capital had become almost impossible.
We suffered for the last 3 days till we arrived to Port Sudan. No sleep, no food, no nothing.
More than 100,000 people have already fled the country in the last week. The UN humanitarian officials said that number could reach 800,000 without a meaningful end to the fighting. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen Sunday issued a stark warning that a failure by Congress to act on the debt ceiling could trigger a constitutional crisis and would also call into question the federal government's creditworthiness. U.S. President Joe Biden has asked Congress to raise the debt ceiling with no conditions. The Republican-led House of Representatives last month passed a bill that would raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. But the measure included sweeping spending cuts over the next decade that Biden and his fellow Democrats oppose. In an interview Sunday with U.S. television broadcaster ABC's This Week, Yellen was asked whether Biden would bypass Congress by citing the Constitution's 14th Amendment that says the validity of U.S. debt shall not be questioned.
There is no way to protect our financial system and our economy other than Congress doing its job and raising the debt ceiling and enabling us to pay our bills. And we should not get to the point where we need to consider whether the president can go on issuing debt. This would be a constitutional crisis.
A UN report has strongly criticized Afghanistan's Taliban rulers for carrying out public executions, lashings, stonings, and other types of punishments since taking power almost 2 years ago. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The report released Monday called on the Taliban government to heed global calls to respect human rights and to end such practices. Taliban officials said in response that such punishments are in line with Islamic law and have overwhelming support in Afghanistan. The Taliban have carried out such punishments despite initial promises of a more moderate rule than during their previous stint in power in the 1990s. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration will propose new rules for airline cancellations and delays ahead of the peak summer travel season. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will announce the start of the rulemaking process later this morning. The aim to require airlines to pay compensation beyond a ticket refund and to cover expenses that consumers incur, including rebooking on another flight if the airline causes a cancellation or significant delay. In addition, require them to cover meals and hotel rooms of passengers if they are stranded for reasons within the airline's control and improve customer service. I'm Julie Walker.
Early Monday, police in Brownsville, Texas, were preparing to arrest the hospitalized driver of an SUV that slammed into a crowd, killing eight people waiting for a bus Sunday outside a migrant shelter on the border on the U.S.-Mexican border. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. VOA 1.